This is St. Louis Public Radio. Starting today, a staple of childhood resumes. Summer camps. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, even though kids have been mostly stuck indoors for months, parents are not jumping at the chance to drop them off at camp.
Todd Wagner's six-year-old son really enjoyed the YMCA day camp last summer.
He loved to swim and go to the pool, so that was always his highlight.
While summer camps in St. Louis are allowed to start up, swimming is one part of the Y camps that won't take place. That's not the only reason the Wagners are reluctant to send their son to camp. They're also worried about the coronavirus.
I mean, his opinion is that he wants to go, and like we kind of know his opinion, but you know, you do have to kind of talk to him about it.
Even though there won't be swimming allowed at Y camps, the Gateway Region Y's Lori McTiernan says other traditions will carry on.
We're still going to have a lot of fun. We're going to sing camp songs. We're going to get dirty. We're going to just do regular camp things, but do it within safety measures.
Those measures include staff wearing masks, and sometimes kids too, as well as daily wellness checks and lots of hand washing. Campers will be placed in small groups and stick with them all week. There won't be any field trips. And this is not just for the Y.
So I think this summer definitely will look different than any other summer.
Zasmin Johnson is the program's manager for Blueprint for Summer. The organization promotes camp options. Johnson says a lot of parents are going through the same struggle as the Wagners. In a survey of parents, only half were definitely going to sign kids up for camp. But the biggest thing on parents' minds, the survey found, is safety.
And they want to know that if they're going to send their kid back to camp, or if they have to send their kids to camp, they want to know what are the measures that are in place that the camp is doing to keep their kids safe.
Summer camp is an important piece of the economic recovery. Parents who can't work from home need a safe place for their kids to go. But parents who are looking for camp will have fewer options. The number of programs is down by a third. Some of those will have reduced capacity due to social distancing. Many camps have switched to virtual, meaning kids won't actually be getting out of the house. Johnson says she's getting a lot of questions from parents about them.
A lot of them are interested in virtual. They just have had a bad experience with spring learning, and so they don't prefer virtual, but if they can get an idea of what virtual will look like, they'll have a bit more ease.
McTiernan, the Y's vice president for child care services, says they also considered virtual camp, but when they asked parents, they got a thumbs down.
The resounding results were, please don't cancel camp, please don't have virtual camp. My child needs to get out and be social with other friends and do normal activities.
For Natalie Self's four-year-old daughter, a normal summer would include her friends and playing in the water.
Her name is Lucy May, and she is sweet and rambunctious and curious and fun, and she loves school and she loves camp and she loves her friends.
But Self hasn't decided whether to send Lucy to camp this summer at Harris Stowe State University. She says it's too difficult these days to look into the future and know what the health situation will be. So right now, plan B is Lucy will stay home.
Camp mom will look similar, I think, to what it has looked like for the past couple of months.
Parents had to become their kids' teachers in March. The next transformation may be to their camp counselor. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.